Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, Episode 9. Привіт! Як справи? Мене звати Анна. Я ваша вчителька української. Remember вчителька from the last episode? Teacher. It's late summer in Ukraine, and this time of the year in our country is probably the richest. We've got such a big diversity of fruits, vegetables, berries. I go to the rynok market once in 2-3 days to get the sweetest grapes, fresh melons, kilos of vegetables. The market experience here is very interesting. Everything is organic and cheap. So you can talk to people too. I highly recommend you to go when you get a chance. So yesterday, when I was at my favorite rynok market in Kyiv, I decided to share my experience with you, my dear listeners. So I recorded a dialogue for you. Today at Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, I will teach you how to buy stuff in Ukrainian. Let's begin. First of all, I must admit that the dialogue today is quite challenging, because it was recorded naturally, without any script, and because there are other sounds on the background. So today, before listening, I want to teach you at first. First of all, more numbers. As episode 5 of Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, we have learned numbers from 1 to 20, which is definitely not enough for buying stuff. If you want to review that episode, then go to ukrainianlessons.com/episode5. So, now I want you to learn and practice the following numbers. 20, 20, 30, 30. So, 20 and 30 are like 2, 3 with 30. 20, 30. A special one is 40. 40, 40. Next. 50, 50, 60, 60, 70, 70, 80, 80. So it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 with 10. Repeat again. 50, 60, 70. 80. And now 90. 90. 90. And 100 is very easy. It's 100. 100. Repeat again in pairs. 20, 30. 40, 50. 60, 70. 80, 90, 100. Okay, you can go actually to ukrainianlessons.com/numbers, and there I will publish today the list of numbers you need to know with funny pictures. Okay, ukrainianlessons.com/numbers. There is also pronunciation there. Oh, and one more thing. If you want to say, for example, 45, just like in English, it will be two words. Сорок, п'ять, 45. Now you can practice understanding the numbers. Try to write down the digits or translate to your language the following numbers. 55. 42. 76. 76. 34. 34. We'll get more practice of these numbers later in today's episode. The second point I'd like to cover now is a very important question, universal for buying stuff. It's скільки? How much? Скільки? Скільки? So you can simply say скільки and point on the object. Or you can say скільки and add its name, like «Скільки картопля?» How much are the potatoes? «Скільки картопля?» This is a very easy way, but you can also use a full question, like «Скільки коштує картопля?» Коштує – cost. How much do potato cost? «Скільки коштує картопля?» Or «Скільки коштує морква?» How much do carrots cost? «Скільки коштує морква?» Although if you are using a noun in plural, like помідори, you will have to use a verb with a slightly different ending. Not «коштує», but «коштують». «Скільки коштують помідори?» Also remember that in Ukrainian the word order in a sentence is very flexible, so you can say «Скільки коштує картопля?» or «Картопля скільки коштує?» or «Скільки картопля коштує?» See? It's a very flexible language. All these versions are used in the everyday conversations. And at last, I just want to teach you a simple word «together» or «in total», which is «разом». «Разом». For example, «картопля коштує 15 гривень». Potatoes cost 15 гривнес. Помідори теж коштують 15 гривень. Tomatoes also cost 15 гривнес. Разом 30 гривень. Together 30 гривнес. Разом. Together. Добре. Now you know more numbers and you know the basic question. Скільки коштує? And you know some vegetables. Морква. Carrots. And картопля, potatoes. Do you want to listen to me buying stuff? Let's go to the ринок, market. Let's listen to the dialogue twice. Готові?
Добрий день, а морква скільки коштує?
15 гривень. Дуже смачна.
Давайте кілограм. А скільки картопля?
Отака 5, а отака 10.
Давайте за 10.
Так, значить, разом 37 гривень.
Добрий день, а морква скільки коштує?
15 гривень. Дуже смачна.
Давайте кілограм. А скільки картопля?
Отака 5, а отака 10.
Давайте за 10.
Так, значить, разом 37 гривень.
So does this conversation make you want to go to the ринок, market in Ukraine? I understand that because of the sounds and more new words in the dialogue, it is a bit difficult to understand, but let's just look closer to the sentence by sentence. Добрий день. А морква скільки коштує? And carrots, how much does they cost? 15 гривень. Дуже смачна. Very tasty. Давайте кілограм. Give me a kilo. А скільки картопля? And how much are potatoes? Отака 5. This one 5. А така? And this one 10. Давайте за 10. Give me for 10. Так, значить разом 37 гривень. So, together, 37 гривнес. Візьміть, будь ласка. Take, please. Дякую. Well, of course, at the beginner's level, you don't have to understand everything while buying stuff, and people tend to talk a lot at the market. You just need to catch the price, to be polite, with дякую, будь ласка. And for other things, just use the body language. Just smile and point on the things you want to buy. So, just let's review the words from the dialogue, which are quite new for you. It's смачна, tasty, смачна морква, кілограм, a kilo, значить, so, давайте, Give me, please give me. Візьміть. Take, please take. Now let's listen to the dialogue again.
Добрий день, а морква скільки коштує?
15 гривень. Дуже смачна.
Давайте кілограм. А скільки картопля?
Отака 5, а отака 10.
Давайте за 10.
Так, значить разом 37 гривень.
I hope you enjoyed market experience in Ukraine. Now, let's try to translate the following numbers to Ukrainian so that you have more practice for your future shopping. Okay, try to translate. 10. 10. 25. 25. 38. Тридцять вісім. 52. 52. 75. 75. 99. 99. So, do you want to know more about markets in Ukraine? To tell you the truth, the dialogue in the version you listened to it was cut, because in fact it was much longer. The woman selling me carrots and potatoes wanted me to try the carrots. She said many good things about them, like they are so sweet, so juicy, so tasty. And for potatoes, she offered me different types. She explained that these ones are good for mashed potatoes and these ones are universal. I really like Rynok market because it's much more personal. You can enjoy your experience, try the food you want to buy, learn the latest news, and of course, the vegetables and fruits are much better. They are very fresh, and in Ukraine, the lady or the man, especially older people, can just come to the market and earn extra money selling their own vegetables from their garden. Extremely local, organic, and cheap. If you are in Kyiv and if you want to visit a market, just let me know. If I'm there, maybe we could go together. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please, if you see how we could make them better, send us an email at contact.ukrainianlessons@gmail.com. Also send me an email if you want to go to the market together, okay? And if you are happy about the podcast, check our premium membership. It's a great way to support our work and get PDF guides with word lists, transcriptions, and other useful stuff for each lesson. Find out more at ukrainianlessons.com/episode9. ukrainianlessons.com/episode9. Happy shopping and... Гарного дня! До побачення!